This week on Gunwash, Baltimore Riots, and Dana Evans, this show contains strong language that some people may not find suitable, so tune out.
That's right. It is Gunwash news time. It is 9 p.m. here in Bushwick, a specifically crowded night here at Roberta's Pizza.
As usual.
As usual. Dana Evans is a writer, amongst other things, and she is here tonight to join us, finally, longtime friend of the show, and we will speak to her about her musings and things of that nature. That's coming up on Gunwash now.
I'm not the supreme expert on cleaning guns, but I do know a little bit, and I'm just going to share my little tips and ideas with you.
Everybody knows, come on, man. Everybody knows pretty girls don't sleep.
Yeah, well.
Which is written in the bathroom wall in Roberta's right now.
I just read that.
Yeah, and.
Signed AG.
Yeah, on that note, I'm tired tonight in a real way. And when I came in tonight, Jack told me that he also was tired, feeling a lot of fatigue.
Not me. I got tons of sleep.
Yeah, and Jeremy looks like a million bucks. What can I say? He is radiant and jubilant. And
I like his glow.
Yeah, he's glowing in a way I've never seen before. And Jack thinks he has mono, and so we are avoiding talking to him.
So, hey, I got a special guest for the first segment. Can I introduce him?
Absolutely, Jack. Take it away.
All right, so this is my homie Quasi France. I've known him for years. We lived together at 293 Blunt Avenue for a few years. So this man, he runs a blog, podcast, kind of like media network thing called Killing the Breeze. He's from Baltimore, and... like, he's more on this story than anybody else I know, so I just wanted to have him at the top of the program to give a little update and share some things with the Gunwash listeners. So, Quasi, you there?
I'm here. What's going on, guys?
Not too much, Quasi. It is great to hear from you, and since we're in New York and there's a lot going on related to the events, but not the actual events that are happening, it would be great to hear from someone who is on the ground, actually... seeing this stuff and being involved with it.
He's not in Baltimore, bro.
Okay.
But, you know.
No, I'm not in Baltimore. I'm originally born and raised in Baltimore, but I'm in Brooklyn. I'm like four blocks away from you guys.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, in any case, what do you think it is that the Gunwash listeners and others, of course, need to know about the situation going on there, as it might not be clear from the media?
Okay, I'm sure people have talked about Freddie Gray, the young man who was... happy and healthy before he ran into certain police officers, ended up being chased and apprehended. We don't know what happened. He was dragged into a paddy wagon, police van, whatever you want to call it. There were several stops. He was handcuffed and leg cuffed. He ended up dying in police custody. I think people, and I'm sure you've heard his name. If you don't know the story, that's what it was. I think people are thinking this is about him, when in fact he's the Guy Fawkes of this. He's the Cavillo Principe of this. Like, he was just the last person to have the act to make the whole thing blow. What this is about is rights, okay. The recognition of rights of everybody. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying right. Yeah, continue.
Go ahead. I don't have much to say that I haven't said on my Facebook page, or I haven't written on the site, and we're going to podcast and shoot about this also. This is about due process and equality under the law. That's basically what it is. These are constitutional rights that aren't voted on, this isn't about making education better, poverty, health care, water. All of that stuff is relevant and important. But none of it matters if we don't recognize that we as American citizens, we're all entitled to full rights.
Okay.
And that's what I want to get across.
Absolutely. The reason I ask is because, you know, while we may know the story or the fundamentals of what happened to Freddie Gray and this and that, and by the way, I do.
Yeah, that was pretty much what happened. That was the impetus. That was the spark. For everything that's happened. This happened about 2 weeks ago.
And what?
There was a week of peaceful protesting, peaceful This is just another, like, this is happening again. The city of Baltimore settled $15 million in police brutality lawsuits quietly.
Okay.
Like, as in people don't know, as in cops are not convicted. Cops are, they're found to have had culpability in complaints of police brutality. They're settled by the city, and then these same police officers are just reinstituted back onto the force. If you think about it, tax dollars are not only being paid for, like, these cops who are committing these incidences, but they're also being paid for the settlements to citizens who are on the receiving end of these incidences. So basically, citizens are paying themselves for, like, their public servants who are failing them.
So, and you know, it's like, I understand, like, we have police officers because we want to feel as though we're protected, I guess. I guess that's what we're told. If, you know, if you'd like to feel that you have protection in everyday society, that's why we have police, that's why we have militia and such and such. But, you know, and even though studies have shown that a lot of people that get into law enforcement have, you know, issues socially, mentally, in their background and stuff like that. If a person who's a cop is a good person, fine, there's good people out there that are cops. But what do we do if basically the cops aren't good people? I mean, basically the cop, basically fuck police. I mean, like, basically cops are bad, basically, in a real way. I mean, I believe. That's my personal belief. I understand what's going on in the media and what is happening out there is a black and white thing. And I'm not black, so I can't comment on that. But I do hate police.
Now, you're echoing a lot of sentiments of what a lot of people are feeling. And you imagine feeling that way. And we're fortunate enough we have the opportunity, ability to do things outside of, like, where we live, right? Whether it's education, whether it's income, we have the ability to quote-unquote get away.
Sure.
Imagine feeling the way that you do about cops. And increasing the hardship tenfold, and then not being able to escape them. As in, when you leave, they're there because you are in a quote-unquote high-crime neighborhood, and when you come back, they're there as well. Now, people say, oh, like, people have requested, you know, additional, you know, police in their neighborhoods. They do. There's nothing wrong with police. It's policing. This is illegal, what's happening, though. This isn't, like, policing, like beating, like harassing people and saying that people are, you know, suspected to be criminals just because of where they are or because they ran or because they have criminal records. It's just illegal. You just can't do it.
And Quasi, absolutely noted, by the way. I agree with you. Now, Quasi, I have one more question, and then we're going to go to music. What is going on with this guy who was taken behind the Humvee and is now missing? What is that about?
So there were conflicting reports. That guy he's a known, like, activist. He's a college student at Morgan State University. He was out. Everybody saw. They grabbed him. There were reports that he was immediately released. Then there were reports that he had been sitting in prison for a while. The last reports that we had was that he was out and that he was going to act, quote, as a peacekeeper, unquote. But these kinds of things are, I mean, we hope he's okay, but people are getting, I mean, it's. I mean, we just have to be thankful that we're in an age where people can see these things, and it's not, these aren't isolated incidences. I think we're all seeing a pattern of behavior.
Absolutely. Well, Quasi. Yes.
Armand. Did you hear about the young kid that was protesting and his mother stopped him from protesting?
Yeah.
I did see that.
What do you think about that?
So for me, it's good. Like, that's good mothering or whatever. But again, like, they're complicated issues with how that's being presented and how that's being lauded, as opposed to how that same mother is scolded when we're talking about assistance for the fact that she has, you know, six kids, the fact that she's a single mom, the fact that she hasn't found work and she doesn't know she's going to make her mortgage payments. When we talk about programs and instances, things that we can do to help her, That's there's the debate of, oh, we don't give handouts, oh, we're for welfare. But when there's an instance of her showing who she is, a mother who has concern for her kid, all of a sudden she's Mother of the Year. So I think she's good. It's fantastic. I don't want to take anything away from her, but I think it's important. That's why what you guys are doing is important. That's what I think what I'm trying to do and my partners are trying to do are important. We have to show, like, what's really going on out there from people who are really doing things and not have been designated as, you know, the people who are representative of things.
Excellent. Wrapping up now, Kwasi, I just want to know before we go to music, what do you think, for those of us who are not from an impoverished neighborhood and perhaps don't know really what's going on, what is the best thing we can do if we believe that it's wrong, stay neutral and support, even though we're not there and those people?
Anybody. This is what anybody can do. Those people in there, because we're all to blame.
Absolutely.
Just recognize and demand that people's rights as American citizens are recognized, and when they aren't, demand accountability from those who aren't giving it. And that would be, our rights come from the Constitution, but they're administered by the government. So that would be local officials, police, whoever it is, but we all have to be involved.
Absolutely. Demand accountability. Excellent. Thank you, Kwasi France.
Thank
and we
you.
Will, of course, have you follow up soon. Hopefully,
that's killingthebreeze.com.
Killingthebreeze.com.
Yeah,
thank you, Kwasi.
Yeah, I never plug myself. It's my bad, guys.
It's okay. We plugged you. And we'll talk to you soon. Kwasi, thank you very much.
Thanks, homie.
Going to Spliffington for a few minutes. Be back on Gunwash in just a few.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, around the world, parts of the world, I'm on Gunwads, and happy holidays to everyone.
Police and bad boys, they're making shots on the street. The street, street, street. Police and bad boys, they're making shots on the street. The street, hey. So Mr. Bad Boy, we know you want to be a mug, but this is the time you better keep that shot. Police on the road, they well be shot. They're making gunshots like they want to kill us.
Hey, give us a call, 718-497-2128. Gunwash.
Police and bad boys, in the kitchen on the street. It's in the heat, while I'm looking over the mountain. While I'm looking down in the valley, don't lick it on the street. It's in the heat, don't lick it on the street. It's in the heat,
hey. Yeah, this is Rec Tech, the Rec Technician, and I'm on Gunwash. You're listening to me on Gunwash.
Yes.
Rec that didn't tech. Sound like him.
Yeah, he's subdued on the mic. Thank you for tuning in here to Gunwash, and it is the usual crowd. And that was earlier on, of course, we had Kwasi France talking about the issues going on in Baltimore and the world, and then followed by Herbert Spliffington.
On some real life. On some real life.
Police out the road.
I like the police.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Well, you can feel protected if
I don't like anything.
Yeah. speaking of liking things, we have a pal in the studio, and her name is Dana Evans. Welcome, Dana, and say hello to the Gunwash listeners. And I want to say, I know that, Dana, that you probably enjoyed that segment. Well, it's bittersweet, of course, because the news is not so good, but you're a journalist and a writer,
sure,
and I
yeah.
know you can certainly appreciate someone who is getting down to the real truth about what is going on?
Yes, I really love that. That was great to hear him talk.
I'm glad that we have a guest who enjoyed the first segment.
That guy had a lot of energy.
He's very smart. I liked it.
Well, Dana, you know, it's funny that you're here at Roberta's because I know that you used to be at Roberta's quite a bit. As a matter of fact, that's how we started we met you. Yeah, and you were a barista here at Roberta's.
Was not a barista, actually. I was a host.
Oh, okay, cool.
But close enough. Same
Did you
area.
Ever use the barista setup out there?
I don't know how to make coffee really at all.
Oh.
So.
You must learn.
Yeah.
If you're going to hang out with Armando, you have to know how to make hot drinks.
I mean, I want to make tea. I guess that.
Yeah, you're good.
That's a hot drink, right?
Yeah, I guess.
So, Dana,
no skill.
You know,
what's up?
You are the only person who really cares about Gunwash. in a weird way.
That is entirely true.
No, it's in a way true. You know, I know that you're a writer.
Can I do a slight little something here? Yes.
Yeah, so. I'm kind of at a loss. I kind of feel weird right now.
That's good.
Am I coming off obviously?
No, you're good. You're good. But Dana is the one responsible for the Gawker article that called us, if I'm not mistaken, one of the top 8 podcasts to hear to make you smarter.
Which is
and
insane.
Her piece of copy was, if Gunwash could cut away half the bullshit, it'd be the single most important audio archive of the underground scene. See, you like how I memorized that one?
Yeah, well,
that is so good.
That's like my elevator pitch. When I explain to people what Gunwash is, I use that piece of copy.
Yeah,
but anyway, so Dana
rules.
Wrote this article. She included us. Our listenership spiked up. We met people like Kenny Basil, who's now a regular listener.
He's not listening tonight, though.
No, he is.
You just see the tweet?
Oh, he tweeted?
Okay.
Why?
He says he's not listening tonight.
Why?
How come?
He's not making it.
Oh, he's not going to make it.
He'll catch it on the archive.
He'll catch it on the.
But anyway,
end.
You introduce Gunwash to a whole new audience and change people's lives. You know?
I mean, that's what I'm here for, I guess.
Exactly.
You know? Are you going to write about us again?
I would love to write about you guys all the time. I just feel like there's no. What else am I going to say?
Yeah, listen. You know, it's like Jack said. You know, our elevator pitch is really interesting. People say, "What is Gunwash?" And Jack says, "Well, we got to cut away all the bullshit."
I thought about myself.
And then we'll be good. Yeah,
I thought about myself. Bullshit. When you said that.
Well, no, what is the bullshit?
Let's talk about that.
I don't know. I feel like I felt like a little weird, but I mean, no. I don't know. I really like the article. Don't get me wrong. I just felt like because here's
it's always weird to be written about, though. Always.
Absolutely.
No matter
absolutely.
Who you are,
and all press is good press. But the one thing
Aaron
about
chafed at that though.
No,
I'm not surprised.
Well, no, but I'm irresponsible. But I didn't get you the correct.
No.
You know,
I think well. Bullshit. It's not really bullshit as much as it is. Like, if this is going to approach everybody, everybody's going to come out and listen to this. You can't, like, talk all the time. I don't know. You can't, like, have, like, the...
I mean, I don't know if I...
Not talk all the time. That's the wrong way of putting it.
Like,
it's
going to
be, like, shorter.
Banter.
Yeah, yeah.
You
it's
know,
gonna be, like,
I,
more...
You know,
know... That's just for everybody. For me, I like it the way it is.
No. You know what? Absolutely. I am guilty of doing, like, the whole, like, dead air, like, Howard wannabe kind of thing. Absolutely.
But I like it.
Yeah, I'm guilty of that 100%. And Jack really, really gets on me about fitting in content, and I really, really try. And we like to make a balance of sort of the banter and the important stuff. However, we're trying very hard.
Hi, welcome to porn.com.
If you'll notice,
yes.
If you look at like Gunwash from, you know, however many episodes ago when we were still just starting here in the space,
mm-hmm.
a lot more sound effects, a lot more tangents. And for some people, they say still that was a little bit more of really what Gunwash is. But at the end of the day, you can't do that forever. You have to actually have content.
Well, no. But this is what I mean. It's like Gunwash is its own unique entity.
Oh,
and
how
that's
nice of you to say.
Yeah, but that's why it's unique. It's because you do the tangents and people I like them. Other people like them. But, you know, everybody's stupid. Like, you have to...
You're right.
You know,
I mean, you know, it's funny because we look at this and we're like, how do we get more listeners? And it's like, well, we can get more listeners later, but right now let's focus on like
doing
the stuff
you want to do.
Sounds we like, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
But what I will say, I understand that you know us and this and that. The fact that Gunwash may be like the top 10, I mean, there's a fucking billion podcasts in the world. I mean, there's so many fucking podcasts. Yeah, there's so many podcasts.
We live in a post-serial world.
But you want to know something? Yeah, you want to fucking know something, though? We're the best. There's no podcast that's really...
We're the best.
Clearly, we're the best podcast. There's like a billion podcasts.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Spliff.
And, what up?
Yeah, what up? And clearly, I'm sorry, but yeah, like, yes, like, we're the best. Like, yeah, we are better than right. people. Yeah.
That's why you made it on the, it was eight podcasts. Yeah. That's like eight of a million.
But if you put us next to, say, Everything is Stories.
Yeah.
Very, very intellectual.
I met
very,
that
very, very, and that guy's amazed at what Jack does. He's like, Jack's like, I do this all live. And he's like, whoa, you do it live?
Yeah, they,
like,
these people take like a month and they make one show.
Yeah.
And then they pat themselves in the back and they're like, oh my God.
And look, me, Jeremy, and Armando, like, fucking show up, dude. Like, that's crazy. Like, showing up in radio is crazy.
What do you mean showing up in radio?
It's every week,
just, like,
live.
You're
every
just
week.
Doing it.
And I'm not saying it's torture. I'm just saying, like, it's not easy to get someone to show up every week to something.
Right. Especially you're right.
I never even showed up to the detention.
And
are you still chafed about what I said?
No, I mean, you know
so
what it,
chafed.
You know what it is, I think.
We can, I mean, we can have like a
did you,
peace treaty or something. No, I don't understand.
I'm at
bust
peace.
Out the lotion.
I'm at peace. I think you meant it in a positive way. But was there a response to your article, like from your friends, from your the people you talk to?
Well, I mean, it's like everybody loves
just
this
tell
American
us about
life.
Ourselves, please.
Like, everyone likes this
like that's the thing. It's like when people think of podcasts, they're like, okay, like This American Life. I know.
Yeah, but
I know. Like,
which was terrestrial radio when it started.
But I will. Well, I think the thing is, it's like comments on Gawker.com are always going to be pretty shitty, and so like there are, you know, people are like, I don't get what this is. I don't get Gunwash, or like you know, whatever.
Good. Fuck
you. But the thing is, it's like people are still curious. Like, they're still going to listen to it. And people that I know probably aren't going to listen to it either. But I think it just depends on your level, what you're looking for in entertainment.
How many drugs you do?
Yeah, maybe.
You know, to be honest with you, man, if you're into like ambient stuff and you're into art talk and you're into dancehall reggae, man, I could get into it. But I mean, really, what's not to get into? We're the coolest guys on this fucking network, man.
Seriously,
I didn't do anything. Yeah. I woke up.
You
like
don't
this.
Have to tell me this.
Right? I woke up like this.
I woke up like this.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Man.
But the thing is, people listen to it, right? Like, after that article came out, you had listeners.
That week from your article, and then we don't have no listeners.
There was
anymore.
A spike. There was a spike.
There was a spike, and then what happened?
And then a dip.
And then we went back down to zero live listeners.
Yeah, but what do you do? Like, what do you do now? Like, how do you get people to get back into it?
We continue.
That's why you're here.
That's
why,
we brought you in here.
You're the press. You tell us, man.
Well, I'm not a publicist.
What would be a good, like, what would be a good publicity
I'd
stunt
be a horrible
for
publicist because what would what
you want to know why you'd be a horrible publicist? You'd be like, because listen, there's a lot of bullshit going on in your shit right now.
Well,
no,
I'm trying to be honest, or I'm trying to
look, listen. I know you don't mean bullshit.
I mean bullshit in the way that I like to listen to the show.
Yeah, obviously.
I feel like we need a publicity stunt, you know?
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, if something crazy happened.
Like when that guy rode his motorcycle like up the George Washington Bridge, like up like the prongs.
You mean smoking out all of Roberta's didn't count?
Yo, oh, you mean like
that happens every week?
Tagging the checkbook doesn't count.
Yeah.
Nice. Listen, we try to bring guests that are in our lives. By that I mean people who are interesting.
We
that
do have
do
a big
things.
Window. We could literally put it on the glass.
Yeah. We could write.
That'd be kind of
have a curtain. Renegade. Have a curtain that says gunwash.com on the
close
curtain.
It.
I want to jump in with a question, though. You talked about the comments on Gawker.
Yeah.
What's the weirdest like comment interaction you've had? Because a lot of your articles are kind of like,
So do you go on and on about? Okay, yeah, yeah. Please.
Well, she engages with the people who
absolutely.
Comment.
Absolutely, you should.
More and more, I'm trying to stay out of that because it just ends up depressing me, or the people are just so weird, or they like already have thoughts about what I'm writing, so they already have something prepared before they comment or before they read the article. But a lot of people will say stuff like, about my appearance, or if I write about sex, which I do not all the time, but pretty frequently, also have it.
Yeah.
But no, people always they want to tell you really intimate details about their sex lives and stuff that like I really just don't need
they
to know.
They private message you?
No, they comment publicly. So it's like you see them talking about like, oh, like we had this one story about calls for like the weirdest, what was it? It was like the weirdest reason you had to, no, sorry. I don't remember what exactly the call was, but it was like people were commenting like this woman was like, I used to be a teacher in elementary school and I had to leave the room so that I could masturbate.
Awesome.
When she was at an elementary school, and we like all read that's like how this is public. Like it doesn't have your name attached to it, but it doesn't that embarrass
she
you?
Had to have it.
Like people, I mean, yeah. So
do the sex articles get more clicks than other
I mean,
Yeah, but why? Why? You want to know why? Because
why?
Men, because we want to read about people having people coming.
Yeah.
We want that in our we want people we want to know about that.
Yeah, I was on Facebook the other day, and then you know, on the news feed, there's something that said "amazing slut." And I was like, "Oh, sweet!" I clicked on
what
that.
What is amazing slut?
I don't know, it was an article Dana wrote. I was like, "Oh shit!"
You're like a really prolific writer. What is amazing slut?
I will tell you about amazing slut. So basically, I deleted my Twitter. Do you guys have Twitter?
No.
Yeah. Well, Gunwash has it, doesn't he? Or no?
I'm on too.
What's Gunwash's social media?
It's dismal. But my
we'll get to that.
My Twitter name is Zoloft. So
okay,
there you go.
So I had Twitter and I deleted it because it was bad. And in, I guess, like, bots pick up old handles when you delete your account.
Okay, WeChat.
And so my old handle is now the Amazing Slut. So it's like you go to it and it's just like a porn bot. Basically.
What was your at?
It was Hi Dana. And so now when you Google Dana Evans Twitter, the first thing that comes up is the Amazing Slut.
How did they get your password?
So, yeah. No, they
no,
just...
it's just like they just pick up the handle. So I deleted my entire account and they pick up, they just like, this robot now has it.
Oh,
and it's
gotcha.
A huge...
You deleted the account, they grabbed your handle because it had enough followers for them to do
exactly,
it, and then they changed it over.
Yes.
Gotcha.
And people hit you up and they say, hello, Dana, you know, I'm interested in talking to
now
you.
Now it's a picture
say,
of an
click
ass,
here
yeah.
for blonde Asian...
yeah, it's bad, it's bad.
Hugger.
But it's funny, though, because, like, I hate Twitter, and so now when people Google my name, like Dana Evans Twitter, it's just this naked woman, and it says the Amazing Slut. So I'd rather that be... there instead of my shit.
You should write a book called The Amazing Slut. I mean, really.
My memoir.
Yes. And I will definitely read this book. And I'm excited to see the first draft. I hope to preview it. Now, as a writer, shouldn't you like...
color inserts?
Yes. As a writer, shouldn't you like Twitter?
No one likes it.
Right, everyone
hates everyone it. Pretend like they're like, I have to be on it.
Right.
But you don't have to do shit.
It's like New York.
You know
people
what Twitter's
hate
good
it,
for?
But
Twitter's,
they won't leave.
Twitter's good for sports.
Oh, really?
Wait, in what way?
I don't know. Like, I tend to... I don't know.
I don't
if
know.
If I'm not watching a game and, like, all the sports writers will, like, update you on it if you're not able to watch it.
But I was never on it, like... Or I never tweeted enough to make it worth it. So, like, if I was the kind of person who was, like, you know, bantering with people all the time, maybe. But I just... it just feels like... I don't need to know that much about people's lives.
You know, I once tweeted. I once went on the Gunwash Twitter and tweeted, and I was immediately disqualified from tweeting. They didn't. They thought that my tweets were not satisfactory.
So this is a good time for Armando
your tweets
to
were
so
like hate everything.
Yeah.
Kill
very
you.
Misanthropic. this kind of stuff.
I tweet all the time.
What happened with Armando?
I guess we'll save this for later, but I want Armando basically tweets ridiculous things at people from Gunwash.
We should do the tweets at the end of the show, maybe.
Yeah, on Armando's segment, we're going to read his top seven tweets.
I mean, I want to know, we've got a few minutes here before Spivington. I want to know more about you and how you got into writing. So you went to NYU.
No, come on.
Why? I want to...
Okay, all right. No, that's fine.
You know what? No, you're right.
I don't
want to
hate your question.
No, no. You know what? You're right. There's a lot of bullshit going through this.
Shut up.
Hit.
Just say it.
Hey,
fuck.
Come on.
How did you get into writing for Gaw?
Say it in five words.
I definitely can't do that. I guess I went to NYU for writing.
Boring.
Stupid fucking school. Yeah. And then I freelance wrote for a long time. I had a Tumblr. Like every
Tumblr,
whatever,
yeah.
Oh God! And
I have a Tumblr. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Wait, what do you put on it?
Oh, he's got a good Tumblr though.
Just like scrapbook stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I was writing stupid blog posts on it, and I guess I started freelance writing a little bit, and then I was writing these goofy posts that was like, it was like directly connected to my brain, just like stupid shit that I was thinking about, and someone started paying me at this website called The Hairpin.
Okay.
If you're familiar.
I'm not. That's cool.
And,
is it like a women's?
Yeah. It's
it like
women's
very,
ladies.
Very
shit.
Feminine. Yeah.
You're not invited.
Yeah. They use hairpins.
And then the editor there knew people at Gawker, and they kind of hooked me up with them, and they were like, this girl is, you know, she writes weird shit. Maybe she could write for you. And then I was freelancing for them, and then they offered me a job, like, you know, 6 months after
Did
I started freelancing.
Do you like the Gawker? You like them?
Yeah.
What is? I know what Gawker is, an online magazine.
Yeah.
What is it though? Like, what's the?
What's our elevator
pitch?
Yeah.
What is your pitch? Yeah.
I wish we cover like a media outlet that does things our own way. Wow, that sounds so sad.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, you probably get more.
Wait, pause.
Yes,
let me just read a few of the headlines
no.
here from Dana Evans.
Please don't.
Oh yeah, these are hers, right? No, these are
hers. Correct me if I'm wrong. Right?
Yes, please go.
Taylor Swift makes New York embarrassing.
Yeah. Yes, she does, though.
Good one.
Okay. teachers want you to know, we don't get summers off. Here's another one. This is probably my favorite. your penis is fine.
Now, how'd that one come up? You see a lot there's, of dicks that aren't so, that are okay, and they're very, very, you know, very insecure do about New their York, penis.
Do New Yorkers really have sex in taxis? An investigation.
I write about sex a lot. That's, yeah. Yeah.
Why?
So now my question is, Dana.
Are you
coming up with these articles, or are they being assigned to you?
It's very rare that something is like specifically assigned to me. Sometimes like editors and I will talk about stuff that is like things I'm interested in.
So you wake up and you're like, I want to tell everybody today, that their penis is fine.
Yeah, like today I found this story and I'm going to write about it.
Wow. And why the sex?
And why the sex? Yeah, I don't know. I think it's because it's the thing that it's like sort of like everybody wants to know about, but no one wants to write about.
Yeah, I know you like, know. I bet you like kind of like you wake up in the morning, you kind of like want to have sex.
And like, yeah, and then and it's like, well, yeah, might as well write about it. But it's like, it's the most fun thing to write about. It's just like,
hot boy, like that right there.
Yes,
I'm private. Motherfucker, I'm very private about my sex life.
Yeah, me too. But I would like to have to see girls who write about sex. Very, very sexy.
I'm not talking. I'm not like saying like here's my daily sex diary.
You should do that.
Maybe I should.
Gunwash.com.
There's already quite a few journalistic ladies who do that.
Yeah, well, that doesn't mean she can. I know.
Isn't that what Cosmo's been doing for 30 years?
Yeah, but sex writing is so
Cosmo,
bad.
Is that Cosmo is sex writing?
I mean, not always, but like write about, those, they write about sex.
If it ain't Vogue, most of those journals for ladies. The title's always like
50 ways to like
50 ways to get off.
Okay. It's always like the hot and the cold thing. They're like, put the ice cube on your man and then drink hot tea.
I gotta tell you.
I don't want to get too like steamy in here, but
if there was like ice cubes involved, I might tap out. I don't know if I can do this.
Yeah,
well,
me
that's
either.
Okay. Well, you gotta read Cosmo.
It better be the hottest one.
Find some tricks.
Yeah, if it's really hot out, it's fine.
Cosmo off the Key Foods.
Fuck me, nigga.
All right, I personally like the sex writing.
Really?
Yeah.
Like mine, really like in general, or mine specifically?
I gotta get more into your portfolio so I can learn about it. Yeah. After the bullshit thing, I got a little bit turned off. I have to be honest, but that's me.
God.
But I forgot. This is a new me.
This is our moment. This is my olive branch to you.
Don't get too chafed.
Well, I am here saying that I can commit to reading more of your stuff.
No,
I mean,
that's
listen.
Good.
And especially, you took the time to write about us in your fancy Gawker magazine.
Are there any of those articles you're like, oh, I wish I didn't write that one?
Yeah, all of them. Yeah. Literally all of them.
Yeah, because I hate
everything.
No, I mean, it's like the Twitter thing. It's like why tweet?
Art.
Like, why have people, I don't know, like, I have to write.
Yeah, but we're not talking about tweets. You have whole articles with your name on the byline. Like, that's.
I mean, the stuff that, like, I really put time into, like, the taxi cab investigation, I thought was really cool because it was
good.
Like, oh, do people really do this? Like, I'll go find out.
The answer is clearly yes, though. I mean, I'm sure your article's amazing.
No, but the thing is, it's like, in theory, yes. Like, why would you not have sex in a cab? But have you had sex in a cab?
No, me no, but...
I got head in a cab.
Boom.
Yeah.
All right.
Cab.
But imagine having sex in a cab. How hard would that
actual
be?
Sex?
Yeah.
Well,
I was actually thinking of logistics. If she was wearing a dress...
Yeah. Well, this is what
and you had
all the
easy access pants. You could probably pull it off pretty easily.
I don't know. I'm
but the cab
small,
driver would know so
just
easily.
Spoon.
Yeah, but is the cab driver one to stop it from happening? I mean, if the cab driver is not one to stop it from happening,
I know, she's sitting on your lap. He won't care.
Yeah. Well,
she's
one
like,
of the
uh-huh.
one of the cab drivers was like, no, it definitely happens. Like, women show me their boobs all the time. And he's like, sometimes they won't pay me, but I'll let them show me. They show me their boobs, and it's like I know what you're trying to do.
How much of a fare can you get out of by showing your boobs?
Yeah, because I'll show mine.
It doesn't matter. He didn't give me any specifics, just like, show me your boobs and I will
he said that
let
to you?
You. Yeah, like he was like,
to you.
He was like trying to say, like, oh, women do this all the time. Why don't you know, like,
I don't know if, that's
if you don't
cool,
want to
though.
Pay for this cab? I was like, I'm a journalist, I have to go.
Here's another one of my favorites.
I have, ready?
Would you have fucked King Tut?
Yo, Dusty.
Now that, okay,
Dusty
so
Tut.
That is something
Dusty
I would rather
Tut.
Not have written,
didn't
but now I'd forgotten
I
died
at like 12 years old or something.
No, I don't know.
Wasn't
maybe
he the boy king of Egypt?
He didn't die.
This
he,
is already
well,
creepy.
Yo, all I know is that dude's
no.
got like that dude's got dust coming out of his pubes.
Fuck that.
His body. They found out that he had like a club foot and was really wide hipped. So
he's a
and
bummer,
there's
dude.
They made like an image of what he would have looked like, and he's so ugly.
He's not good. Thought, to a poor thought, guy.
Thought, and he was a kid.
and he was a kid. So
poor guy.
I thought Aaron was gonna see
he
had dust.
Ugly kid.
Yeah.
So Dana, do they fact check you on articles like this?
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, I have editors that look at my stories before they publish. So.
What's the fact checking like over there?
Double reads.
Yeah, that's a good question.
That goes to
yeah.
the clarinet.
It's kind of like we just trust that, because I mean, so much of what we do is aggregating anyway, so right. we trust that the source that we're getting it from is mostly telling us the truth. But sometimes we get rolled, like if there's a hoax or whatever, like we'll post something and then we get some stupid PR company that's like, oh, this is a hoax, this is not actually.
Has
is
that it happened to you before?
The only instance of that that I was sort of involved in was, do you guys remember Alex from Target, the
no.
teenager?
Oh, yeah,
what
I
happened?
Yeah,
what's
yeah,
Alex
yeah,
from
yeah,
Target?
That was great. That was great.
He was this teenager who works at Target, and some girl uploaded, some teenager uploaded a photo of him. He was very handsome. And
okay.
the teen, like, internet world went crazy.
Over this guy that works
over
at
this
Target?
Guy, yeah.
Oh, I never heard of this.
Yeah, so I wrote an article that was, like, an explainer of who he is, like, which, I mean, I didn't know who he was at all. He was, like, was literally an image on the internet. But the next day, we posted a story that was like someone claimed that they had invented him, like that they were like, "Oh, this is a hoax," or like, "We're behind this as a marketing campaign
the
for Target,"
is so fucking
right?
weird, dude.
But so we posted about it, and we're like, "Oh, we got rolled. It's not real. Like, Alex from Target is not this teen sensation." But then they were lying to us. Like, this
Whoa.
Marketing company was lying to us. So then we had to like.
Wait, but you thought
backtrack.
He was handsome? You thought he was handsome though?
Yeah, did you
yeah,
think
dude,
he was handsome?
He was really cute.
How old was this
yeah,
guy?
I'm not, I mean.
I need to see. Hold on.
Look him up. He's. Yeah.
Whatever
maybe
marketing
16.
Agency came up with that spent hundreds of thousands of dollars
and,
to specifically confuse you guys.
And they got Target
yeah.
popping
because
off.
Getting. Getting eyes on Gawker.
Dang
right,
it, dang
right.
it.
So many people to look at it.
Right, totally. Well, it's
so
like.
That was,
I'm about to whore this boy out.
He's
Sorry.
Cute.
Dana, he looks like he's 12.
He's 16, I think.
He looks
maybe.
Like he's 12. Come on.
First
okay.
Dana.
Well, he
this guy.
He's famous now, though. He went on Ellen. He's like on this weird digi tour thing.
That's terrible.
Which is another thing that these teens do. They go on these tours where it's like they're famous from the internet and they just talk or like they like entertain teenagers and
so
girls come
money.
Out and
they
make
so
much money.
I can't imagine that talk. I mean, what are they talking
Well,
about?
They don't even, it's like they just like go on stage. Like I went to one of them. It was Vine Celebrities.
Like and Matt Zuko.
Yeah, no, like Nick Gallo. Yeah, yeah.
Gallo. Who are these people? I don't
Gunwash
know.
Guests.
They're Gunwash guests.
Okay. Vine celebrities.
Okay, so there's these teen Vine celebrities, and they have this convention where they, like, they like, go on stage and, like, they dance, they, like, DJ, they play covers. It's so fucking strange.
Okay, so before
Very
we go
weird.
To music, I'm what I'm hearing is that Gunwash needs some kind of YouTube video or Vine.
Well,
yeah, maybe a
Vine.
For,
hey, listen,
a Vine
I think YouTube's
account.
Better than Vine, but ask the millennials. I don't know the answer in this case.
Are we the same age?
I don't know if I don't know. I'm 30.
Oh, I'm 28.
All right. Well, listen, getting close there. By the way, I have a comment about the taxi cab thing for you.
Yes,
music.
Please.
I think as a journalist, you should be showing your breasts.
Ugh,
I think it will help
true.
You get further into the story, and it's a very, very good idea.
Nice.
Yeah.
Thanks, Aaron. I'll take that too.
Nice.
Yes. And listen, there's certainly more to talk about along those lines and lots to touch on with what we're going to do. We're going to basically force you to write about us again, and we'll find some kind of content to surround that with. You are listening to Gunwash. We are here at heritageradionetwork.org. Please remember to donate, donate, donate. You can go right to the site and do that. Call in live, 718-497-2128. And we will be back after Herbert Spliffington. And things are great.
Yo, yo, yo. Something constructive, and if a soul guy did not it, the champion him wants the challenge. So the big guy for what decided that the soul one must be executed. Oh, Screechy me a bit about the body to kill another soul guy. Whoa, Screechy me a bit about the body to kill another soul guy. Whoa, I never try to wake a sleeping lion, cause he will end up in a lot of destruction. It's the eye power, the true champion. Cause that zone rocks the whole nation. All over in a long dance. Don't work like a chest, we are gonna come like a storm. Screechy, we are screechy grab the body. The killing of the sun guy. Whoa. Screechy, we are screechy grab the body. The killing of the sun guy. Yeah. Because
to be ganja. The tunnel T, the champion zone. They can't tell anybody whether them come from town or in the country or even from over in a New York City. Round the microphone stand, this is for the melody. Who wake up dance all? Whoa, yeah. For the man and the woman, for the boys and the girls. She say you
salvation. Tell me, whom shall I fear, Lord? When the wicked them come up and I to eat up my flesh, then they stumble down and fell. Cause why? We bust out of hell, we break them spell. Rasta know that time will tell. We bust out of hell, we break them spell. Rasta know that time. Down in a Babylon, Rastafari lift up my hand. Who you know? On Jah, the solid rock, the Rastaman stand. Still giving praises all day long. Oh Lord, me bust out of hell, me break them spell. Rasta know that time would tell. Me bust out of hell, me break them spell. Rasta know that time, time will tell. Oh, time will tell. Oh, Lord, yeah. Now he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall see the face of Jah. You see me now. When they think that I would go down in the prison cell, Jah took I out of hell. Oh, Lord, we bust out of hell and break them spell. Rasta know that time will tell. We bust out of hell and break them spell. Rasta know that time, time will tell. Time will tell.
Now hear this. Some boy, I push up your collar, man. Remember, what my number does brush off my sleep, man. 100 stripe and one more. Original kills. What's up, man? You should be the dying for your reason session. For your tasty eye power. Some boy, I mean. You should be the dying. For your breathing session, and it's a garden sound in here. Yeah, you me? When I was a little stereo, I listened to some champion. I always wonder when I will be the number one. Now you listen to the Gargan, and a Gargan sound arena. And any jump and come test me, me a go leak out them brains. So sound boy, you should have denied that the dance gate you know, but you a test the high power. You should have denied for your reading session, cause you know me I'm a danger. Me tell them a champion, champion. Tell them this is how eat a champion. Me charge for murder one, murder one. But not try me call me, me tell them a murder one, murder one. Tell them this is how chart for. You know I'm in a war. Wait, this a jump and sound come from a top out the one for testing. Then Gargan, you see the selector. Him do word to damn me, I go tell you no why. Him not be playing a session, you know. When we draw Gregory Isaac, you know, man, him turn fool. And here where him draw you, man, wow. Whole time song, me no even remember that one, cause me no know where them the singer really come from. It sound like a lips one, it sound like old time banger, and they call him mentor. But me no understand him coming like them whole time gray-bearded. Real old man, they coming a cowboy show, I must say Western England, but you know the number one, number one. Tell the whole of them, so if me tell them something. The boy draw to the punch, me don't understand about him have gun, and him a go shoot up, man. You know when he draw, when them call in the Gargan, hear the rhythm and the song when me draw, you know, man. No Dennis Brown tune, who no hear a rich one, love and hate could never be friend. You should have hear the response when the people them jump up,
yeah, nearly yeah, broke yeah, them, yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah,
bad
yeah.
Boy clean them gun, you should have see policeman start to lick shot, shoot up a cap a tree, you know, man. And shoot down, one pigeon kill him, drop straight in a decision. Pan the top of one man head and nearly kill one rasta, man, cause this is a champion, the champion. Do I want to put your sound on here? Champion, you think of when? When you used to play some Kelly song and make me go on some rocket every week, you don't understand, but no, no.
Yeah, well, listen, that's right, Gunwash News time here, 9:46 here at the That was the one Herbert Swivington. We are, of course, joined by Dana Evans, the writer.
Hello.
She's here with us. Well, you know, we go to Mondo's segment now, and it's important that we're doing this now because it
Wait
is
a minute, that's now?
Well, Mondo decided...
You
gotta
give me some fucking warning.
I thought it was,
Jack,
like...
listen, he wants to get his song queued up.
What time is it?
It's 9:46.
It's sort of hold on, let me check the clock here.
We're 10 minutes early.
Yeah. Oh, it's this time.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Fuck that song. What's good?
All right. Finally, you agree with me.
Yeah.
And by the way, Jack, I promise to say this reoccurring joke from last week. I never wore Old Navy in my life, and you said that the last week at the ending of the show.
It's true. He's never worn Old Navy, and I know that this is a fact.
All right.
Good.
But it kind of... I'm in a craze now because Dana says she doesn't like Twitter, and I look at Twitter every day, every morning. As soon as I wake... Sometimes.
But do you tweet...
Sometimes.
Heavily, okay, well, heavily he tweets.
But check this out. For my personal Twitter, I rarely tweet, right?
Yeah.
But for the Gunwash Twitter, right, I have this, like, social media, like, tactic idea that I think kind of works.
It works a lot, very well. Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
So we're going to read the top tweets from Armando,
and
right?
I'm going to read the top seven I felt throughout, you know, the last few months that kind of, I think, got a lot of retweets and some sort of recognition. And, you know, some people actually gave us some sort of feedback. So I'm going to pick I picked a few. And here we go. This is the first one.
Right? We're gonna give it one of these if it's good.
Oh, and then, I love
one of these
game,
if it's bad.
Man, I do. Perfect. I think it's wonderful.
Okay,
thank you.
Here we go. You got it.
And, okay, so this is the first one. I stopped by the Daily Beast today and made sure everyone was tuned into gunwash.com for tonight's episode.
Yeah, that's like a tame. That was tame.
Really great, yeah. Tweet, man. Come on.
It was tame. It was tame.
Absolutely. This is a real listener getter here.
The Daily Beast wrote back and was like, "Who are you?"
Yeah. Well, that's
Wait, can I ask, how many followers does Gunwash Twitter have?
Is it 5?
Like, 0.
Yeah.
No, it has like 600.
Oh, that's good.
That's okay.
Oh, I got more than that on my personal.
Yeah. But check this out. Come on now. 600 is very soft.
I didn't get to mention this earlier. The Gunwash Twitter has a shadow Twitter called Pretend Gunwash.
Right. This is where it gets very interesting.
And then the Pretend Gunwash has way more followers than the regular.
This is like the Amazing Slut.
Right? Okay, this is the second one. Okay. Hey, sorry. When you finally write about us, can you use a typewriter using Gunwash Aaron's blood?
Yeah.
That one's good.
My handle is Zoloft.
And did we get a response on that one?
No response. And I guess she was like an editor somewhere.
Yeah. Well, fuck her if she's not going to get involved with us. And really, man, I mean, we're trying to engage here. Motherfucker.
Okay, this is the third one. And this one's okay, I think. So if Danielle Prescott and Elle Magazine love our show, the rest of the planet might. And if, no.
No, that's a good one.
Wait, was that to Elle Magazine?
Yeah, to Elle Magazine. Yeah.
All right.
I give you the buzzer because I don't think it's our target demographic, but that's fine.
Well, according to Dana Evans, if we talk about sex and orgasms, yeah, women will listen to our show.
Hey, should we tag this show with, like, sex, tits,
absolutely,
orgasm?
Yeah. I'm talking about, like, the five best things that get your man hot. Yep, all, yep, that, all that
ice
we want.
It's, I'm telling you.
Ice cubes on the nipple.
Yeah, that's what I
ice
heard.
Ice cubes on the nipple.
Terrible idea.
Hashtag ice cubes.
I'm telling you. I'm going to send you guys these articles. It's like, put ice cubes on your man.
You know, I still have questions about that, but you know what? I'm going to
interrupt.
Okay, let's
move on, though.
Right.
Sorry.
This is the third one. So, GQ, did you know Jermaine is coming to the show tonight? We saw him at Bonnaroo this year in sandals.
That one's great.
That's, yeah, excellent. Good. Anything about sandals is acceptable. Always good for.
Okay, this is the fourth one. And by the way, I always mention like gunwash.com and like hashtag live.
Absolutely.
Whatever. Okay, this is the fifth one. Hey, Trevor Electric, what do you think about this wild new website where you can set homes on fire from a laptop, gunwash.com?
Ah, and what did Trevor say?
He didn't write back
to
you.
Well, he's a funny guy. I wish he would have written back to us.
Hey, Rolling Stone, did you know Taylor Swift is on gunwash.com in about 20 minutes from now at Roberta's Pizza?
Yeah.
And this is the last one. And this is no particular order, by the way. I just, like, did this really fast. Thank you so much, New Yorker, for that phenomenal editorial this week. I made sure all of our audience bought several copies.
And we know that the New Yorker, of course, is tuned in.
But you know what? I know tweeting like this, it didn't really create any traction with, like...
I don't know. Well, I have no advice. I don't have Twitter anymore.
You know, when you did tweet at, say, American Airlines...
Or Virgin
or all that stuff. I think it's good. It seems as though, even though maybe it's a shot in the dark... I don't know.
Still
it seems
a shot.
Like, yeah, it's still a shot. Why not?
Spliffington hates all my tweets.
Well, listen, Spliffington's very, very critical and very, very judgmental. So we have to try to take what he
Dana,
says with a grain of salt.
Yes.
I know you're not the best on Twitter.
No, I'm not.
But what are we supposed to do on Twitter? Is Mondo doing a good job?
Yeah,
is that kind of weird?
I liked all those tweets.
Me too. I
would have faved them.
Faved but not retweet, right?
Maybe a couple.
How do we get retweeted? Ugh. What do we do?
Lots of hashtags.
Dick pics?
Maybe do some like hashtag sex, hashtag
we
porn,
could just do
hashtag
like,
sluts. I don't know.
Hey, Dana, tweeted to Andrew WK and he came on the show after I tweeted to him.
What?
That's true.
See, that's a success.
Yeah,
that's a success story.
See,
what did you tweet at him, though?
I was like, you ready to kill somebody? And he just like came through.
Yeah.
All right, well. You got to try that with everyone, then.
Mm. Be real with us, Dana. Gunwash good?
Yeah, I actually felt like if you actually act politely and, you know, engage with these people in a sort of way, it will probably work out.
So, maybe. But what's the deal? Gawker, I mean, if we are in the top
Jerk
10
wash.
Podcasts,
yeah.
Then how come we don't have top 10 listenership? I don't understand. I mean, where did we go wrong?
We covered this. We're weird, man. That's it.
Yeah, but it appeals to me.
Where it is cool. You never
I'm,
that
I'm just
sticker?
One. I'm only one.
Listen,
Gawker writer.
I want you to be appealed. Absolutely.
I think you should show this to your boss.
Yeah.
You should show your...
Really?
Yeah, I should.
And is there another podcast review coming up?
No.
Oh.
Is there
a gun show review coming up? Because you know they do gun shows throughout the country at different places.
They do. They do.
Roberta's on Thursday nights.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to get you guys... I'm not a publicist.
Usually it's at the beat.
I'm just a writer.
Listen,
I'm just one person.
I need you to know that I wasn't really. I know this word sort of is like a hot word for the night. I was not really chafed, quote unquote, chafed about the article.
Yeah, can you tell everyone
he
what
was
you
literally
told me?
Chafed.
I had a little conversation offline with Dana, and I feel as though when I read that, I believed that she made that comment. Cut out the bullshit. Da 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 da. A little bit tongue-in-cheek. At first, I thought so because I was so late in getting her information about the show. I wasn't able to... Remember, Jack, she wanted to write about it. She asked me about an episode. I wasn't able to...
You're in your head.
Very in my head.
Very in your head.
And when I said that to Jack, he said, you know, you're very in your head.
I mean, the amazing thing for me is, like, here's the biggest piece of publicity we've ever gotten. And she chose the cuck episode with Dirty Farms.
Right. Yeah. Like,
the craziest, most offensive thing we've
ever... Maybe I fucked up. Maybe I shouldn't
have... No, I think that was great.
No, I want to offend people. I mean, I would like to offend as many people as possible. It sounds good.
Well, you're doing great so far.
Yeah. I mean, really.
But, like, here's the thing. What? So we got to get, like, Steve from Target on the show? Then
I don't know.
Alex from Target. Alex, yeah, that's my man, right there.
I think it's always good to have guests that have a huge following.
Yeah, because then they'll say, like, oh, listen to me on Gunwash.
Well, that's why Dana's on the show.
Yeah, but you want to know something? I think we should just get Dana to be, like, the show...
We should just
right?
live.
Like,
we should
advocate.
Just live. We should just go show. Million listenership weekly. It's like faking your height
on
Tinder.
Why do you guys want so many people to listen to you?
I don't. Clicks. I don't
like,
want,
who cares?
I don't want anyone to listen. Jack wants people to listen.
No, because we can get an advertiser. We want money. We can get fucking sponsors, man.
He's right.
I would like people to hear what I'm playing.
Okay, yes.
By the way, don't listen to what we're playing because we'll get sued because we don't have rights to any of the music. But I also agree with you.
I mean, all those dub plates I personally recorded?
Yeah, nah, I'm, of course.
Yes, sir.
Look, I want lots of listeners, too.
You do?
Yes, but I don't know if I can toe the line as far as being the host that
let's
that
put
America
it this way,
wants.
Dana. If no one was reading your articles, how would you feel?
Well, but I think about this all the time. It's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of pressure to have people reach. That's why when you said, do you want to delete stuff that you've written? I was like, yeah, I would love to delete a lot of stuff that I've written.
And you feel a little embarrassed sometimes about the stuff you've written.
Yeah.
Because
so many people read it.
Right.
It reaches so many people.
I feel embarrassed about the stuff I do on Gunwash and no one listens at all.
I actually don't know what our readership is. I should probably know that.
Yeah, you should really know.
I'm guessing like a lot. Because Gawker is pretty big.
Billions?
No.
Gawker is like, I mean...
But it's big. But
it's up there.
Yeah.
I think in the Middle East, they don't read Gawker, probably.
But imagine, like, if you fuck something up...
Probably firewalled.
Yeah. If you fuck something up, then, like, all these people read it, and you just look like an idiot. So it's like, sometimes it's better just not have anybody know what you do.
You
want to
know
what's the point, then?
That's an existential question.
I have to say...
To reproduce.
After having this interview, I'm very, very thankful, because...
Nice,
I have said some really, really fucked up shit on here, and we're just very blessed that no one listens, so it's very, very good, and no, I'm joking. Of course, we want to build our listenership, and of course, we are willing to do whatever we need to do to get there. However, I'm not so sure we can toe the line with content. I mean, we can put shows together with guests, but we need some of the quote-unquote bullshit.
But you guys have
bullshit.
Great guests, though.
Yeah, they're all right. No.
I'm...
No.
You know what? It doesn't matter. Just fucking do it. Oh man. Well, so of the podcasts that you wrote about in that article,
yes.
What did you want it if you weren't our friends, would you still have taken our podcast and written about it?
Yeah, because I feel like we weren't really friends.
Bullshit.
I mean, not we weren't really like
I mean,
friends,
really friends.
Like we knew each other.
How many episodes of Gunwash have you listened to?
Less than five.
Less than
I
one.
I want to say because when I was writing that too, I like made sure to listen to a bunch of them.
Did you ever sometimes think that maybe you were like in the middle of like writing a sex related article and you happen to be listening to Gunwash and you're like
thinking about Gunwash.
Yeah. Gunwash kind of looks good.
We did a whole episode on cuckold
maybe
and no
like,
one else has done that.
Yeah,
god damn
like,
it.
We did the episode
exactly
like
what happened.
As far as
we broke the story on cuckold.
Word the fuck up, dude. Word up.
Would you,
that's
you guys,
good for us, I guess.
Do you guys call this a podcast? Like that's because that's kind of a corny.
No,
word.
I wouldn't. This is not
a
podcast.
It's like a corny.
No, this isn't a be-in.
No, in a technical way,
technical
like
sense.
We can't say it's a radio show. This is not radio.
Right.
Radio involves powers and FCC and all this other thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have done it. I would have. I mean, we weren't really like super tight. All I didn't know you that well.
That proves that
nobody
we have.
Knows me.
Yeah.
Well, Dana, we want to know. Apparently, people have written articles about you, kind of like terrorizing.
Yeah.
Them,
oh
like,
God.
And by the way,
what's
and by the way,
that?
By the way, yeah,
they're
I'm
so,
very interested
crazy.
In knowing about that. What are these articles that people have written about you?
Well, there's one. So it's the same thing as when you Google my name for my Twitter. You Google my name, this article comes up, and
which
it's
article?
I don't know what like exactly the headline, but it's like, does Dana Evans support sexual harassment in the workplace?
I think you should support.
And do you?
No, of course not. But basically this guy...
It's a cornerstone of our show.
do you guys know what an MRA is?
An MRA?
Men's rights activist?
There's
no such thing
as that.
What the fuck is that?
That's a thing. It's a guy who's just been like like women have treated him badly, according to him, and so now he hates women. And so he wrote this article about me that was, it was like middle school grade writing about how I I guess because, oh God, this is a long story, but basically Jezebel, our sister website, had all these guys posting.
Oh, you guys own Jezebel? That's you?
Yeah.
All right.
All these commenters were posting GIFs of rape on their page. Terrible. Yeah,
that's,
it was terrible. Really bad. It's super bad.
I think that's bad.
Yes. But because I'd written something about this other writer or this guy who used to own Vice or was like connected to Vice, he got fired because he's an idiot. This guy came at me. He was like a fan of this writer and was like, oh, well, Dana is calling out this guy, but she's not saying shit about these rape gifts. And it's like, that's not my job.
Yeah, that's totally not.
But the article is great because he found every photo of me.
You should be up on every single idiot on the internet. Yeah, you're doing terrible stuff.
That's what I'm trying to do.
That's your job, really.
But so he found every single photo of me that exists on the internet and he posted them in between every single paragraph.
Can I be really real with you for 1 second about that?
It's so twisted. It's and it's the like second thing that comes up when you Google my name.
Kind of like, it's kind of psychotic.
What's the other one?
The Amazing Slip.
I will break that situation in 1 second. So basically, you're hot, he likes you and wants to smash and can't and get really hyped.
This is your revenge.
Yeah. Listen.
His name is Matt Forney.
Matt Forney wants
to get
horny.
I can't make it go away.
Wow, look at
Matt
this. Forney. There you are. Forney. Wow.
Isn't it amazing?
Oh my God.
It's so good.
Okay, hold on. Matt Forney on Gunwash.
Yeah,
now we're talking, right?
You should get him on the show. Get him on the show.
Call him. Call him.
Call him. You
Boom.
Love it.
No, this is a terrible
one. Don't ruin our shit, man. We're trying to have fun here, man. This is part of it. Having fun.
Yeah,
Matt
true.
Forney, porny, horny.
That would be fun. That wouldn't make you uncomfortable.
Listen, I'm trying to tell you, like, all these men that go on the, they see that Dana likes to write about sex and things that are a little bit, like, make, you know, a little bit
so
questionable.
They feel... So elementary school teachers tell her about masturbating in the
These
middle.
Men say, no one wanted to get sexy with me, but she wants to get sexy with the internet. I'm going to target her because I want to be sexy with her.
Yeah,
and so now
so
I'm going to
loser.
Put pictures.
Yeah. He's never going to come on the show.
He will. Believe me, we have tons of losers coming on here, and
we
he's
do.
Next.
That's true.
Absolutely, he's coming.
Call him up.
Yeah, his phone number's not online. He has one of those like submit forms to email him.
Yo, submit motherfucking to
that website. His cartoon face
Dana,
too.
You know you could fix that though. Right?
I don't know how. I see. I'm like illiterate when it comes to anything technology.
Get your IT department to do it.
Yo,
maybe I should.
Yo, if you call him out, listen. Next article you write, be like this motherfucker Matt Corny Forny. He will not go on Gunwash. What a motherfucker! He has to go.
Yeah.
And talk about this with me so we can talk out this issue because that is the place. We're like the people's court.
We should have reached out to
Did you see that? Did you see that?
Yeah,
chick who had
been like,
with
we're having your girl on the show.
Yeah.
What do you have to say about her? Call in.
Dana, you ever write under a fake name?
Oh.
I've thought about it.
A pen name?
I don't think I think that in the future I might. Because I want to write from I want to have a man's name.
Another
you'll get less clicks. You'll probably get less
name?
Clicks, right?
You think so?
You are obsessed
I think
with
so.
Sex. You are obsessed with sex.
Me.
Yeah, you are. Yeah,
no,
me, I am.
If you write a sex article and you're a chick, you get guaranteed clicks. You write a sex article as a man, you're not getting nearly as many clicks.
No, yeah, absolutely.
If you're writing random articles as a dude, you're getting no clicks.
This is why we have Herbert Splittington
Imagine,
around.
Though.
He knows things about humanity.
Imagine I could write
I've been
like
lots of places.
I could write about sports. I could write about anything. People would trust me if I wrote from a man's perspective.
Let me tell you something. You,
Daniel Evans.
You secretly really, really, really like that sex thing. And
you're like Matt Forney.
Secretly?
Yo, listen, Matt Forney is my dude.
Aaron's going to start posting
Matt
photos.
Matt Forney looks like he's from Randolph, New Jersey, actually.
Yo, let me tell you something. I'm from Randolph, New Jersey. That's my kind of person right there.
What else is on his website? Like, does he have... I feel like that's his only article.
He calls himself a blogger, a journalist, and an entrepreneur.
That's 22-year-old that calls himself a creative
director. I should email him. I want to get that.
Oh, wait a minute. It looks like he's got a podcast.
Oh, wow. Oh, competing podcast.
He does. Well, let's play some of it.
Yo, let's turn off his podcast. Turn off Gunwash.
Shut up. Here we go.
Oh, he's better than us.
I like this.
Is that him playing bass?
He's like, yo,
likes Brian. You can tell he likes Brian.
This is the Matt Forney Show.
You mad, brah? You mad, bro? Yeah, we got you, bitch. We got you now. You're fucking done for, bro.
And now, here's your host, Matt Forney.
Hi, thank you for the intro, Mr. Arini. I am Matt Forney. This is the Matt Forney Show, episode number 83.
Is he holding his nose?
It is Wednesday.
We need this guy.
29th, 2015, and with me on this program, I'm...
That's yesterday.
Yo, your intro is good, but you sound like a fucking
filmmaker,
jerk.
Filmmaker, author, and poet. Yeah. You can read more about him by going to his blog, Smoking While Rome Burns, smokingwhileromeburns.wordpress.com. Follow him on Twitter, twitter.com/...
Follow him and tweet at him.
Jack, sorry, I'm sorry. Right now, right? I'm sorry. Jack, can I ask you one question?
Boo.
Yeah. Jack, you
Do you want me to run back that theme song?
No. I just want to ask you one thing. Yeah, here we go. Yeah, seriously, bro. Shit, bro.
This guy's voice is more nasal than mine.
Shit, bro!
That's amazing.
Shit, bro!
This is the Matt Forney Show.
Yo,
you mad, bro? You mad, bro? Yeah, we got you, bitch. We got you now.
Yo,
you're fucking gunned for, bro.
And now, here's your host, Matt Forney.
Yes, that's right. Thank you.
Jack, just steal that part of it.
Oh, that's so good.
No, you know,
steal that.
I just have to ask Jack one question. Is that not my bit?
That's definitely your bit.
That's my bit, dude. He took my shit.
I feel like you guys would be friends.
Fuck that guy.
How do you spell him, dude. How do you spell Matt Forney?
Yo.
F-O-R-N-E-Y.
Oh.
G-A-Y-L-O-R-D.
Jack. One more question. Is this guy a good broadcaster?
No, of course not.
Fuck that motherfucker, dude.
The Legend of the Great Trek and Heroes of Heinous, which you can find on Amazon. William, thank you for coming back on the program.
This dude just shouted out Amazon, dude.
What, is he doing that? Is he doing the podcast in his shower?
Yes.
But what do you think would happen if I emailed him? What do you think he would say to me?
He'd be like,
ugh.
His left testicle would explode.
You are right. He'd say, Dana Evans, I've been waiting for your amazing.
Guys, I know it's exciting, but the guest that he has here, the edition of the podcast is brought to you by, this is his sponsor, right? Turbine. Confessions of an Online Hustler, Quit Porn, Get Girls, Eating Date Doc, How to Get Laid on Tinder, Bachelor Pad Economics, to Advertise, Click Here. So he's crushing
us
in the advertising game.
Absolutely. I got a hand
crushing
to
us.
Great idea.
See? Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, how many
is
followers
he one of those guys on that show that teaches people how to get... the pickup artist?
Yeah, I think that's a little bit of what he does.
Okay, but let's feel bad. He only has 170 plays. I think we just gave him another six.
And also,
fuck that guy.
And the photo. Yo. The photo is the girl from I think it was Columbia with the bed. She carried the bed around.
Wait, why? Oh no,
that's the photo. Yeah.
Oh, that was a favorite target of all those bro. Disgusting internet guys.
You guys are on some internet story thing that I don't know about. Seriously, bro. Come on,
this
shit,
is
bro.
Matt Forney.
Maybe
show.
You should read Gothic,
bro. You mad, bro? Yeah, we got terrible. You, bitch.
Yo, Jack, now I know why you always fucking turn the mic off when I say that dumb fucking shit. Fuck that motherfucker, dude. That dude sounds like a fucking jerk. First of all, he's crushing it in advertising, but obviously we're at a nonprofit organization. I can't be linking my shit to porn. Well, I mean, I do link
it. Hey, listen,
to porn,
I'm open to it.
Guys, test drive the new Scion XL this Thursday.
Test drive my cock. Word. Coming up on the fucking... Yeah, okay.
I still can't.
Sponsored by my dick.
You can't find it?
Not that I can't even find him. I can't spell Matt Forney.
Let me tell you something, Armando. He is so clicked into the internet that he's hearing this right now.
Yeah.
It's happening. He's got some speaker going.
So all we got to do is tag. We got to tag this Matt Forney.
Tag that motherfucker. Yeah.
He'll know. He already knows. He knows what I'm doing.
Dana, I cannot wait to start internet. If we get a hold of him, word the fuck up. If we get a hold of him, are you down to come on with us?
He might kill me.
I don't want to hear that pussy.
You know
shit,
that thing.
No,
you know
it's a safe thing. Space. Come on.
Yeah, no one's going to fuck with you.
Yeah, we'll kick his ass.
We all got tattoos and pizzas and shit. We'll smash their shit. Yeah. All
right. We got acid.
Yeah,
you know?
We'll hit him with a coffee cup.
Word.
He writes like a child.
Armando's tea is very hot. It's boiling almost.
It's really hot.
Great.
We're going to give him severe second degree burns if he fucks around.
Fucking Matt Forney.
Fuck that guy.
You mad, bro?
Yo, you mad, bro?
You mad, bro?
He got his wish. I'm mad.
Bro?
Yeah.
He sounded like he was in a bathtub.
Don't give in to him. Don't give in to him.
I'm not going to. Well, listen,
Matt Forney is gay.
Yeah. That was very, very fun.
Matt Forney is gay.
Get some of my emotions.
Oh, man.
Well,
he just heard that.
You got any other enemies?
Yeah, can we go in? Let me go in real quick.
I think like most of my commenters hate me.
Who was mean to you in middle school?
Let me tell you something.
Let's shit on them.
Fuck you, Kelly.
Great idea.
So we rebrand Gunwash as the Revenge Podcast. And there we go.
Yeah, and then you
Revenge Wash.
We'll do a column. You can be our writer, Armando can be our social media expert. As you can see, he's very good.
Things
at
are really coming together.
Airlines.
Learned a lot tonight.
And I think we've learned a lot. And by the way. Your writing's really good. You've really come a long. You've really come a long way.
How do you know?
Well, no. I mean, you start at humble beginnings. Internet
I like
writing.
This. You
Tumblr,
got one of them doesn't listen to the show. The other one doesn't read what the other one writes.
Yeah,
and they're both trying to pretend.
I know a thing or two about Gunwash. Okay,
and that's beautiful.
She's probably got more.
And I know a thing or two about your writing. And I have to say, based on your biography, I think she's come like a long way. Yeah. And for a writer, and by the way, writing like is fucking torture. It sucks dick.
Yes.
What's next?
I'm in my head all day.
The only other profession that's like worse is like illustrating or some shit like that.
Thanks.
It's like the
I was just waiting for
I mean really like it's like
wait why is that
they're worse? Like it's like no one gives a fuck about your shit.
Dude,
ever
no one gives a fuck. If I draw the little divot
I give a fuck like we give a fuck because it's creative and we're artists and all that stuff but like no one fucking cares and like there's a million of you and there's a billion of you and like it's hard.
It's hard.
It's very difficult.
The entire Gawker readership.
You mad, brah? You mad, brah? Yeah, we got you, bitch.
It sounds like Chris Sorge, like to a T, bro. Like in a
so
really
I'm
going to
make this guarantee right now. I will book this man on Gunwash.
Oh, God.
That's Jack, my producer right there. Boom.
Please notify me.
I'm surprised. Yeah, just call it.
I'm going to bring brass knuckles.
Yeah, I need someone to hide
behind. Grass ones and brass knuckles.
I'm bringing
brass knuckles. One on each fist.
Dana, who else should we book on the show?
Yeah, really.
Oh, God. I don't know. Well, yeah, I don't know.
You know because you write about everyone.
Can I think about it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you get back to
you
us.
Can
you
totally
can't ask me on the spot.
No. Fine. That's fine.
But I am really good at brainstorming. That's my one skill.
Let's brainstorm soon.
All right.
I love it.
You love a craft.
I'm exhausted tonight.
Why are you so tired?
Brainstorming Norman.
What?
It was one of those, like, draw really late, don't go home, draw really late, don't go home. Yeah.
Danny, you going to write a book next?
Nah.
You don't want to write a book? You don't feel like writing a book?
Well, that's what I went to school for. I was going to write a book, and I have some of a book. I studied children's writing.
Can I ask you a really... Oh, okay, that's cool. Can I ask you a really...
And it's Owen's illustration.
Hey, do you guys know that Rec-Tech's dad wrote Yiddish with Dick and Jane?
Yeah. That's Rec-Tech's dad.
Good kids book.
I have a question about writing.
Yeah, it was Schmuck and...
What's
the other one?
Why is... this is like a stereo... This is one of those like writer stereotypes.
Yeah.
If I was a writer, I would write a book in a day and get it edited in 2 days and then release it on the third day.
Because why, it's Jack Kerouac.
Okay, fair enough. Why is... I'm not saying I could really do that, but that's my mentality. Why is a book... this fucking torture, 10 years long, da-da-da-da thing that writers have.
Well, you have to think about it like every sentence that you write, there's infinite possibilities for how you can craft a sentence, right? So it's like in your head, it might all be there, but then putting it down on paper, it's like, oh, the next word, I could choose 50 million words for this.
So you really fight with this book all day
and
all night.
So it's like every single, even if you have the plot of a book in your head, like constructing the words is like so painful.
Do you,
I'm so happy you're not illiterate.
Oh, God. Do you read men and women, or are you mostly like women?
I read men and women.
You like Herman Hesse?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like him, too.
Nice.
Yeah, nice.
You could talk
cool. Do you read men and women? Or do you read men?
Yeah, no, I have to be really honest with you. I'm not the best reader.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't focus now anymore.
It's hard,
Now that I work on the internet, I find it really hard to read full books.
Do you think...
That's a real thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
My attention span is just shot.
Yeah, we've all gotten ADD from this thing. Do you think that the... Okay, I got two questions about that.
I read Mad Wikipedia, though.
A.
Matt Forney is gay.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you think there's clickbait that's good?
Yes.
Okay. What are some clickbaits that are good? Because I have like, are there sites that do good clickbait, or is it random? Like,
honestly, Gawker
does.
Bad.
Gawker has the best clickbait.
I think that
do you give good clickbait?
Yeah.
I'm obviously biased, but I think that what we try to do is to like get people to click on our headlines. Obviously, but we make them like a little bit weirder or more
don't eat this food or you'll get fat.
Yeah, right. Or like your penis is fine.
Right.
People are going to click on it. It's not like a great.
Thank God.
It wasn't a great article ultimately, but it's like people clicked on it.
Okay. And the status of internet articles. Yeah. Will they get better, or will they kind of become boring and fade out over time? Or what is? I mean,
dog. Have you ever read an article from 200 years ago?
Hard to read.
They're impossible to read. They're actually riddled with spelling errors. They're not factual in any way.
Yeah.
Hey, yo.
So it actually was way worse.
Yeah.
Back when they were doing it each letter at a time. Right. The fucking
Belsenburg. There's so many now. I feel like we're just, like, I get exhausted at my job because it's like, I want to write the best writing I want to write all the time, but you can't do that. Like,
do you read writing journals?
Do I what?
Do you read, like, writing journals and, like, creative writing publications?
Yeah, sort of.
And shit?
I have a writing group that I meet with sometimes and talk about stuff. But it's like when you have to go in and you have to, like, not that I'm forced to produce, but it's like you want to put out writing every day. And sometimes there's just not good shit to write about. So, like, I think eventually people will get tired and then they'll start to write less and maybe we'll, like, all be writing, like, once a month or something.
People will read!
I have trouble reading. I'm not a very good reader.
I hate to say this, guys.
Yeah, not either.
We're wrapping up. Mondo, do you have any questions?
No, not really. I don't read anything. I never looked at Gawker in my life.
Well, you know something. You know something. Gawker is
That's
actually
not true.
Of the. I agree.
I'm more of a Huffington Post type of guy.
All right, fair enough. There
you know why? I don't. I used to fuck with the Huffington Post, but they're too preachy.
Yeah.
I can't fuck with that.
There's too much shit on their website.
Yeah, they got like Huffington Post.
Like Huffington Post, like...
Huffington Post.
Huffington Neo.
Sandals.
Your personal
Huffington, yeah, Huffington
they
Post,
also let anybody write on Huffington
yeah,
Post.
Yeah, so whack, dude.
And I also was also lying. I don't read the Huffington Post.
Yeah. Anyway. He's huffing something, but it's not the Post.
smoking.
I'm just kidding. We know you're not doing drugs. Okay. Well, listen, Dana, I have
to
say.
We need a drop.
Yes. You interrupted me. I was so close to being. Yeah, yeah.
You almost did it.
No, no. This is actually a special drop because, Dana, you're a friend. You've also written about us. And you know what a drop is?
No.
You know what it is. It's basically like, hey, my name is Aaron Ginsberg, and you're listening to Gunwash. However, we generally say. Say
something
hey,
amusing.
Yeah, something amusing. Something you feel is original, a message you'd want to give to the listeners in one sentence, and you're listening to Gunwash. So if you, we'd like you to do one.
Okay.
Should
okay.
I give her an example?
Like, yeah, give her an example.
All right,
sure.
Hold on.
Inspire me.
I'm Matt Forney, and you're listening to Gunwash.
There you go. Nice. Perfect example.
Perfect.
Wait, but he didn't say anything else.
That was a.
No.
You know, some so much time to write it.
Fine. I didn't have much time to prepare, right?
Hi, I'm Matt Forney. I'm gay, and you're listening to Gunwash.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
All right.
Yeah,
all
right. Yeah.
Am I now?
Yeah, you're ready.
Okay. Hey, this is Dana Evans. I love sex, and you're listening to Gunwash.
Great.
That's probably a top three.
That was right. Absolutely. Very, very good. Well, listen, Dana, I can't thank you enough
thank
for,
you for
coming
having
on.
Me. Thank
yeah,
you
and
for
we hope
me.
To have you soon, especially if we get Matt Forney in.
Please.
And listen, everyone, I think the lesson here is read more.
Yeah.
And be careful what you're clicking on and reading, because it could be useless. Dana, where can we find some of your writing besides Gawker, or is it mostly Gawker?
Just go to DanaEvans.com.
DanaEvans.com.
You're mad, bro!
That's it.
DanaEvans.com.
Yeah,
that
we got
is,
you, bitch!
DayNA Evans.com.
You got a movie star name.
Yeah,
really?
You really do. Yeah, I have to say. It's
five and five.
Very
I like the symmetry.
Coming. Yeah, there you go. Very yeah. good.
By the way, Matt Forney belongs in jail.
Yes, that's true.
All right. Shouts
Thank
to
you.
Alex from whatever that store is, Target. Okay, Splitting the pull up music. I love you. Bye.
See you next week.
This arm is so. Mug your advice, my youth. Better you call one of my woman, them name, I want to make your name. Never you call my son name, yeah? At this, give me money, and at this, make me live. Don't call my son name, see? Anyway, I soon deal with you with that. What's right, remove. Article tune for article bad boy.
Well, there is a lot of sound playing Danny Jack DJ, but this is the one.
Now we sound gonna test super deep tonight. Tell me, you know that's a sound but
we are so time, watch your eyes.
Somebody tell me, now we sound is bad enough to test super deep tonight. Yes, when Papa Dennis are on. Somebody tell me.
Swim can't find no peace and rest. So what's right?
This is Iman John Holt.
And I'd like to say that this special is specially for Super D, the number one sound. Lots of other sounders would like to play this special, but it seems impossible. Super D gonna murder you. Super D gonna murder you.
Listen to our culture.
On the silent steps, we will creep up on you in a mystic form. We will kill you too. We will make you run until you wanna cry. Hurt yourself, make you wanna sigh. Be careful, be careful. Super D gonna murder you like a thief in the night. Stealing, stealing, stealing.
Stop it! Stop it! Stop it! Now, too much of police. Seminar 4 out, Bonnie. Bonnie. Zin. Anyway.
Anyway. Anyway. Anyway.
Me ear up. Listen, people. Me ear a selector. I call up Super D name and say, we are suck season breasts. Zin.
Zin. Zin.
Season breasts.
Breasts.
Must let him a suck. The car's massive, I'm tell you. Any man out here say them not suck them woman breast. I know them woman. And any woman, they in the dance and now no make man suck them breasts. I don't know where them have it from. Because I know the baby wanna use it. Me have to use it too. So hear this.
Ahoy! A Super D man. Your blood clot, you think we're done. And no phone, I swear. I wanna suck pussy. You fuck body. He fuck donkey. Fuck cow. Ah, the boy a fuck monkey.
Watch this.
Yeah, man. Them select a boy over there. Yeah, not for them a swear. I'm a fuck pussy too. And I'm a fuck body. That is the original. All Super D girls. Straight up. All of your crew. Love you. Watch how I do them now. Watch me now. Love so not swear and still I do it too. Yes, I know for them.
So don't talk about your story, hear my youth? No, for deal with my name. I somehow deal with it, piece by piece. Y'all call up my name from night, what's right?
Yeah, you like a son boy over there, you freaky. I come call up Super D name. Your blood clot, and your blood clot again. And don't call nuts name a blood clot. How they have a few cool, they no cater for you. None away. Yeah, man, big up on the big up Super D every time. Bad Rasta.
Yeah, man, it's not like a DVD with some boy. I don't skill on the blood clot. Look, I still wear Rasta, eh? We have bad blood clot, Rasta. I don't skin TV with some boy. Check nuts. Run things, yeah, man. You're gonna skill them and done.
I think fuck you inside a blood. You're gonna do that thing. Cool. Watch you go kill them blood clot now. Suck a ball off. You're not dead now to blood clot.
Yeah!
Yeah, yeah, man. Sound boy, sound boy. Fuck up on the pussy clot. Call me pussy clad name, Kiro. No call me name, no call me blood clad name. Fuck off. No call me name, no call me Ross clad name. Go away. No call me name, no call me pussy clad name. Your favorite Maxine and favorite Elaine. That nutty sound boy, they are him a getting blame. Tell them Super D man, him full up with shame. Step up, man, Rasta, come tell them about the game.
All right, Bamba now, Bamba now. Pussy clad now, Bamba now.
You get too rude, man, you.
Watch it. Listen up, you crew. Respect you. For no don't know, say General TK back along to the max, man. Super D and the massive nuts and cha-cha. Respect you. Remember the post of them first start so they have to finish. Oh, God almighty, man. Come, Dennis. Oh, God. Article respect, man. Down to the max. Remember the first start, so they have to finish it. Oh, God. Can you hear me? Silky. Super D, man. Come now. We never tell you nothing trouble the Super D. We never tell you nothing trouble the Super D. We never tell you nothing trouble the Super D. We never tell you nothing trouble the Super D. Are you for start? You have to finish it. You could have passed it. Your wife and your bikini. We is wicked but don't have no mercy.
So on.
I won't tell you nothing run contest.
Right.
This is the next step. Who know not easy? I play it dally us like a little piggy. When them ask for the people, they must be freaky. Hear them sound, oh, it's nicey. We never tell you nothing trouble the Super D. We never tell you nothing trouble the Super D. We never tell you nothing trouble the Super D. We never tell you nothing trouble the Super D. Because me sorry for the sound, them who have problem. Old pan sound, send me coffee, kill them. Dibby, DJ, then come back again. We just start from one. We not beg no friend. See that one day. Sleeping on Miss Patty at Ben. You see that one day, me and him still a virgin. From him son, Patty man, me not deal with him. You see that one day, with the long ear peak.
Ah, okay. Now,
Jano, Jano, Jano. This is my tune, my see yourself. This is my song, Zen. I'm not in the dibby-dibby thing too tough still, you know. Because I have article tune for play, Jano. And I want the massive listen to this tune. Mr. Leroy Smart, what you say?
Hear them talking about sound? Super D the killer, man. This sound of the round
jeweler. Aren't you crew?
No guy test. This is
watch this. Listen.
And all this. All ragamuffin people, pick up yourself. I guess I. So much about sound. But not just none of them.
Yes! Article tune for years, man. What's right? Bad boy tune.
Sir, hear them talking about sound? Super D the killer, man. This sound of the rough sound for years. No guy test. And this is I'm Leroy Smart.
Sir.
And all this, all ragamuffin people, pick up yourself.
No, no, no.
Ah, yeah. I.
Such it.
So much about sound. But not just none of them.
Hear that.
Super D and the champion. This your sound of the number one. So much about sound. But we not just none of them. Some talk about them article. But them two jam hypocritical. Who the cap fit them better wear it. Cause we no response. We not partial. And we not take back no chat. Some talk about sound. Super D are the roughneck sound. Some talk about sound. Super D are the killer sound.
But some of you young folks might not know this brother, yeah, Zin. Because he used to about long time. This is Toots, Zin. And all who used to dance this car and them thing, they listen this.
Listen this. Hi, this is Toots. And why is the tune in with Super D, the Dan Gargan? And you some boy over there, you better beware. Cause it's dead.
Listen this. Scott. Listen around. Watch it. Pass it. Ah, power your job. Watch it, karma. Watch it right.
Hi, this is Tubbs, and I want you to tune in with Super D, the Dan Gargan. And you somewhere over there, you better beware, cause it's dead. If it's back on all is Super D, dance all is Super D, party is Super D. Now come back Super D, you know.
One. Zin, as you move inside.
Well, by the art of distinction of this festival is Super D. If it's Bacchanal is Super D, dancehall is Super D, party is Super D. Now come back, Super D, you know. Super D.
Super deal. Super deal. Some say them are A, while some are B. But B stands for predominate death. And if you put your hand in a duffy feeding a rimbicle, your hand bound to get them off by Super D. What a live on Bamba, eh? Super D attack.
Now, culture, take a seat, see? Anyway, Massive, I want to know what is the type of tune them I'm playing, you know. Now, Tibet.
Watch this. And watch this, God. This is original Super D sound. I know no pet nobody. Now, out there, it's expensive, but money, I cut the plate. And then a sound boy go come in a dance, I come talk about respect. Respect nuts. Respect disrespect. A boy, I respect with tomorrow, man. But is it tonight? But all right. You listen to Tiger. Me, Tiger, tell you that. Yeah, man. Say, love, love, come in a competition. I want to tell you special, I will pay it fast. See? You know the somebody you go and kill them. See if I come and go and kill them. Which one to kill them already? Last pain. Vaccine. Come again. It's every night, come here, go kill them. Solo, come here, go kill them. Body, yard, come and go and kill them. See? Come again. He doesn't see the income, no problem. Because Tiger, I'm losing them. In a city, bad, 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 come again. Me why you know we get grand, man, come again. The girl, let my wind them body, come again. Move and jump up now, come again. Somebody is sounding rough, come again.
How to Tiger with that, should that? Now, a while ago when Tiger said, Super Stone Love come, we kill them. Me a man said, boy, last week Saturday, Stone Love kill me. Stone Love kill me last week Saturday. Come April the 11th, Black Rock, Fear Prospect. You see who dead there, sir, yeah?
Now hear this. I hear a guy talking about him gun is bama. I hear one talking him up this and one talking about from gold teeth, front teeth, back down to Shaba, him a dan dada.